come all of the firefighters from Miller's Reach are old guys now?
I don't know.
Good to see you. Kids, dogs, and adults roamed amid the balloons, munching free hot dogs in a typical small-town festival setting. Blustery winds and overcast skies did little to dampen their enthusiasm as they admired the fleet of shiny red or yellow fire trucks lined up in front of the West Lakes Fire Station in Big Lake. Music filtered through the air as red, white, and blue bunting fluttered in the breeze, but the theme of the event, wildfire safety, could not have been more serious. The day commemorated the firefighters who corralled the Miller's Reach fire and brought it to a halt.
It spread 3 miles in the first 20 minutes.
That's Mark Bertels, the initial incident commander on Miller's Reach 20 years ago.
Flame heights were over 200 feet, with random secondary combustion of fire-generated gases above the moving fire pushed by 50-mile-an-hour winds, creating dozens of spot fires ahead of its path. Hot embers were carried all the way across Cook Inlet, landing at the Anchorage port. They had to close the docks down.
Bill Gamble, now Matanuska Sioux Sittner Borough Emergency Services Director, was on the fire line in June of 1996.
I remember standing on Beaver Lake Road the first night and watching a 200-foot wall of flame cross the road and almost take out a couple of fire trucks and about 10 firefighters, and that was probably the most harrowing moment for me during the whole Miller's Reach event. I thought for sure that my crew was going to perish on Beaver Lake Road.
Old-time firemen told stories of that day when the fire raced from near Houston through parts of Big Lake to threaten Kinnick-Goose Bay Road near Wasilla. But a lot has changed in two decades, and the devastating fire taught fire managers a lot. Norm McDonald, who helped fight the fire and is now a state fire manager, says Miller's Reach was unprecedented and underscored the weaknesses in firefighting capability at the time.
And probably more importantly, we work with the borough very closely. So we got a very strong team, and the teamwork we have with these guys is a lot further ahead than it was in 96, and every year it gets stronger. And we had Sockeye Fire last year. We lost a lot of homes. It was devastating for a lot of people, but I look at our response and the way we responded to that as a team compared to 96, where we were trying to figure out how to work together, is night and day.
Kathy Kramer lost her home to the Miller's Reach fire and now works to educate people about defensible space through the FireWise program. Kramer organized Saturday's event and unveiled a new plaque in front of the West Lakes Fire Station.
This is a dedication to the entire community of Big Lake for being resilient and coming back strong. And so this is for Big Lake. It says Miller's Reach Fire. And the statement that we came up is, most of all, we saw the best of people.
Dedicating the plaque was the centerpiece of Saturday's event. The Miller's Reach Fire was the first major urban interface wildfire fought in Alaska. It laid waste to 37,000 acres and destroyed 454 structures, most of them homes. It was thought to have been caused by fireworks. I'm Ellen Lockyer.